Okay, so today's daf is Ehirvin daf Lamed Vav. And on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, we had the Mishnah relating to if something happens to the Ehirv and you don't know what happened to it, if it got destroyed before Ben Hashmashos or after Ben Hashmashos. So we had a Machlokas Tanam what to do. If there is a Suffolk, Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda say it is Chamar Gamal, you have to be Machmir in both directions. Rabbi Yotzi and Rabbi Shimon said Suffolk Ehirv Kasher. So that was a Machlokas that the Gemara is built on. So the Gemara talks about other types of sveikos. On Lamed Vav Aman Aleph, the Gemara talks about Hayu Lefanav Shtei Kikaros. If somebody has two loaves in front of them, Achas Tamea V'Achas Tahora, V'Omar, Irvu Li B'Tahora, B'Chol Makom Shehi. And the person says, wherever the Tahor one is, that's the one that I want to use. So does that work? So the Gemara says, that's a question according to Rabbi Meir, or according to Rabbi Yossi. Fine, that's one question. Then the Gemara goes into another question. Boimini Rav Meir of Nachman. This is the one that's crucial for us today. Kikar zu hayom chol ulamachar kodesh. Remember, it has to be edible. So if somebody says, today it is chol, meaning today it is a regular loaf of bread, but tomorrow it will be kodesh. Tomorrow I'm going to be makdish it to the base of Migdash. Va'amar irvu libazai, I want to have an irv with that. So the question is, what did he mean? Because when does it become hektish? When he says lamachar kodesh, does that mean at the moment that Ben Hashmashos, therefore at Ben Hashmashos is already hektish, and therefore he cannot use it for an irv because you can't eat it, right? Then you're violating me'ilah. That's the question. What does he mean by this? Amar Lei, the Gemara says, Eruva Erev, it works because we don't assume that it is Kodesh until after the onset of Shabbos, and therefore it is still Hedyot, Hulin, when Shabbos starts. And what about the opposite? The Gemara asks, Hayom Kodesh Lamachar Chol, I'm Makdash it today, and then Lamachar Chol, it will be Hulin, Machlokas Rashi, and the other Rishonim. Rashi says, I'll be poded onto money at that moment, or the other Rishonim say, no, it's Mamela, he just limits the Hektish. So, Amral Ivrili Bazem Ma'o, Amrale Eine Ruva Erev, no good, because we assume it's Hektish at the time that Shabbos starts, right? And that's what the Gemara asks, and deals with this question. And Rashi explains, the question is, what's his das? What's his das? Omar al kikar achas, be'erav Shabbos, hayom yechol, umachar yekodesh, ve'irev shlucho ba'mahu, holu ben esmasho safeku, chayshinan, dilma kotev, kinias erev, chalalai hektish. Maybe before the erev kicked in, the hektish was chal, ve'ein ma'arvid behektish, alo amin hachi, or you don't say that, or you don't say that. That's the issue that's brought up at the Gemara. So the Mefarshim note, that interesting, the Gemara talks about, let's say, Hayom Chol Ol Machar Kodesh. That doesn't seem to be an issue other than the question about Erev. Are you allowed to be Makdish something on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, no. You're not allowed to be Makdish anything on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah in Beitza on Daf Lamed Vav Amabez. The Mishnah there has three categories of actions that are usher on Shabbos. One are just plain actions, no mitzvah involved at all. Lo olin pe'ilon, v'lo roch v'nagav v'hema, you can't climb a tree, you can't ride an animal. V'lo shalda p'riyamayim, you can't go on a raft. V'lo matapchim, v'lo masapchim, v'lo maraktin, you can't clap and dance, v'chul. That's part one. Part two, elu hein mishum rishus. The following items are also mishum rishus. Interesting that we call it rishus, the middle category. You can't be dan, you can't be makadish, you can't do chalitza, you can't do yibam, all on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And finally, elohim mishum mitzvah. The following items, even if they involve a mitzvah, they're also asur on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Lo makdishin. Number one, you can't be makdish. Velo ma'arichin, you can't give somebody to the base of this through an erech. V'lo machrimin, right? Any of the mechanisms to give something to the base of Mikdash are not allowed to be used on Shabbos and Yantif. So you're allowed to be makdish on Shabbos or Yantif. What's going on here? He's not being makdish on Shabbos or Yantif, but he's saying before Shabbos that it should be Kodesh on Shabbos. So there it seems to be a Maisa, or whatever Maisa is related beforehand, and on Shabbos it should kick in. So the question is, does that work? Is there a problem of having the chalos kinyan, the chalos hektish, let's call it, on Shabbos or Yantif? Again, it's hard to say, some achronim wonder, that this Gemara is talking about, if you did something wrong. The Gemara is assuming, even if Avar Va'asa, and you did this, sir, it's still going to be still going to be a question. In other words, not relating to that fact. Pashtus is that it's not a problem. Not doing any other Aveira here. And the question is, do we say that... do we say that the hektish is chal before or after? But again, the simple interpretation seems to be that you can have a chalos hektish on Shabbos or Yantif. And what is this important for? This is important for the Safik of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Safik of Rabbi Kiva Eger. But first, let's see that Mishnah again. That Mishnah in Gemara, in Beitza, Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara says that you can't be Makdish, you can't do Kinyanim on Shabbos. Right? We know that this is the Rabbanim of doing Kinyanim on Shabbos. Why? What if I'm Makdish something on Shabbos, there's no Malacha there. Right? I'm transferring ownership. Why am I not allowed to be Makdish or Ma'arich or Kona on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Gezerah Mishum Mekach Umemkar. Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph and Beitza. Because if any transfer of Rishus is like business, and therefore why is business also on Shabbos and Yantif? So Rashi has two days. It's similar to a business deal when you're makdish something. It switches Rishus. And Mekach Umemkar is Aser from a Pasik. Dichsiv, as the Pasik says in Shayon Nun Ches, Mimsochefsocha, V'daber Dover. You're not supposed to do your Chafatzim. Right, and therefore it's included in business. Even though this isn't your chafatzim, you're giving it to the Beis HaMikdash, still, it's included in the gzeira of Mekach Umemkar. Inami, Rashi quotes, Mekach Umemkar osili dei ksiva shtari mechira. Mekach Umemkar is osir because of gzeira shem yichtov, and therefore any type of transaction is included in that because usually you record your transactions after they are done. 2 days in Rashi, what the issue is behind Mekach Umemkar. So with that in mind, Rabbi Kiva Eger has the following suffix. First volume of Shuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, Simin Kuf Nun Test. This is where it starts, and many discuss this Rabbi Kiva Eger since his words. Al Svei Kaso, Bibito Haged Kodim Shiskayim Atnayim Asim Shum Shvas, Vechain. That which we say you can't do a kinyan on Shabbos. What if somebody sells you something or you buy something on Erev Shabbos? But the chalos will be tomorrow. Is that a problem of kinyan and b'Shabbos? Or what if you sell it on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, with a kiyam hatnai? You don't have to do anything. I'm talking to you today, Friday, almanas, that it rains tomorrow on Shabbos. In mutter l'kai matanai, or almanas that you go to shul. Right? Are you allowed to do the ki matanai? B'maisa b'Shabbos. Shaydei zen is kai makinyin l'mafreya, the Erev Shabbos. The yesh lomar d'b'shtei mutter. So one might say they're both mutter. D'b'rishon, in the rishon in osa maisa b'Shabbos, el d'me'atzmo nigmar d'shari. In the first case where he just says the chalos should happen on Shabbos, he didn't do anything on Shabbos. Right, it was Nigmar Mamela. V'chein b'sheni, even in the second one, you didn't do any kinyan, you just did the kiyam atanai. Afdit na'aseh ma'isa mikol makam avira kiyam atanai. Aval ha'mecher nigmar l'mafreya b'shabes. D'b'shteyem aser. Or do you say, no, they're both aser, because they both smack of kinyanim. Be'echar mishum gemar kinyan b'shabes, or b'sheni mishum de ma'isa kiyam atanai. Goreim ligmar kinyan. Be'echar mutter b'ez aser. Be'efach. Ad kan tochen dvarav. That is the question that he deals with, and again, this has a lot of lamaisa applications for internet transactions that kick in on Shabbos. I sign in, and it's the deal is done at midnight on Friday night. Is that an issue to have a website open where even goyim go in? Is that a question about the kinyan and b'Shabbos? Again, a big discussion in the modern day postkin. But Rabbi Kiva Eger himself says, well, maybe it's a trumas hadeshen. Maybe it's a Trumas Hadeshen. What's the Trumas Hadeshen? The Trumas Hadeshen discusses Pidyon HaBen. What if Pidyon HaBen falls out on Shabbos? So, that's a Kinyan. So you can't give the money to the Kohen on Shabbos. So what do you do? What do you do? Yom Aleph, this is Reish Samach Tes in the Trumas Hadeshen. Yom Lamed Aleph Shal Ben Bechor, Sheboso Yom Podroso Yom Chal B'Shabbos Heich Yasu. Tzrichan Lahamtin, you have to wait till Sunday? Or is there any way to do the Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos? Reason Magdimin, you want to do it on Shabbos. Yira says the Trumas Hadeshen, Ein Limso Takana, Sheinifta B'Shabbos. There's no way to do it on Shabbos. I want money, because it's Muksa? Is that the only problem? The Avagav, the Yachol Liftos, Bikli Kesef, O Bashar Sheva Kesef, Hey Slime, Bidavish, and Murtilot Alta B'Shabbos, Dain Sarach Liftos, Dafka B'Mos. You don't have to use money. You could use a silver coast. You could use something else that's not Muksa. V'yafilum, Haya Baliftos, O B'Mos, Haya Takana B'Davar. And even if you honestly want to use money, there is a way to do it. Kigon Sheyitin L'Kwen Amos Be'erev Shabbos. Kideshi Padi B'Hen Le'echad B'Shabbos. Give it the money on Friday, and the chalos should be on Shabbos. The kiyah gavna mahani shapir. That should work, right? Because we know the Gemara Bechoros Memtes talks about if somebody is poded betoch shloshim, you give money within 30 so that the pidyon will work la'achar shloshim. As long as the money's still there at the end of the 30 days, b'no padui. So would that work? Mikomakom says the Shulman Zadesh Nira the Lav Shaper Lamevet Kahani Trey Gavni. Nope, shouldn't do this. Either red. Either use a you shouldn't use a kli on Shabbos, and you shouldn't be podep la'achar zman. The ball liftos but kli kesef oshava kesef b'Shabbos gufei domel mekach umemkar. That would be included in kinyan and b'Shabbos. The nira advarim the tveiik lemigzar b'hachi v'may the gazer rabbanan de'makdishin may marichin v'yantif. This is even more if the rabbanan word goes there by makdish and machrim, as we said here for sure. It looks more like mekach umemkar. You're like giving something and you're getting something back. It's very similar to mekach umemkar, and therefore it would be a problem. Then toward the end of the tshuva, he says, but you have another problem as well. What do you do about the seuda and about the brachos? When do you have the seuda? When do you have the brachos? Im yasu seuda b'shabbos shekvar padrihu, im lo nesach lamos, ma neimala di ikir persume ki agamna. The seuda is Peter Aben has to have a piersum to it. That's a chiddush, right? Similar to the seuda and Purim Mishulash shouldn't be on Shabbos. The post can discuss. That's why it's on Sunday. But ma nema diga persumike gavna. They run a pidyon, but you can have a seuda on Shabbos, but there was no action done there. What kind of piersum? What kind of seuda shall pidyon aben is this? If you didn't do the pidyon aben today, visu, and also hechiasim abrachas. What do you do about the brachas of pidyon aben? When are you supposed to say them? To birchas pidyon v'shechianu. You're going to lachadchila do it in a way where you're going to mess up the brachos. Em yivarch be'erev Shabbos b'shas v'sidas hamos, akati em b'ro padu l'shmuel. If you make the brachas on Friday, it didn't kick in yet. V'gam l'rav akati lo mechayev l'ftoso, hech yivarch v'tzivanu. Kivetze v'tzivanu, enu b'shabbos em ron l'varach t'lav midika avin hashta. But on Shabbos you can't make the brachas just for the chalos because he's not doing anything now. Umemela ben padui beknisas Shabbos shu yom lamed aleph kol kamadol zach liamos. So basically you're stuck. But what does it sound like from there? The Shulman Zadeshin says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The only problem is the brachas and the seuda. But mitzad mekach umemkar. If you don't do anything on Shabbos, so maybe it would be okay. V'yafal pikein lule habrachas. Now Rabbi Akiva Eiger talks. Vasuda hayamutol liftos. I didn't see this most likely on Be'er of Shabbos. Shiachal apidyan b'Shabbos. Alright, before the din echad and al shari, so he thinks, oh, maybe that's a raya that you could do on a Shabbos, but he ends up saying, mikomakom tzarach raya gadola lezemi hashas. But I can't paskin based on the Shulman Zadeshin. I need a gemara. So therefore, he quotes a gemara. But even before that, the pidyon aben discussion itself is not such a raya. Even if you want to say, oh, this is a raya that you can have it, because question is, what are you doing by pidyon aben? Is that a normal type of kinyan? Rav Sternbach discusses this in Moadim Uzmanim, in Chelek Hey, Simon Reish Pei Hey, in the first Ha'ara there, where he has a big discussion about Pidyon Aben. Again, a big discussion in the postgame. What type of Pidyon is it? Is it really like a Pidyon? Like you're switching the Kedusha, the child that's Kedusha, that's Chal on him, and you have to switch it onto the money? Or is it more of just a Maisa without a real Pidyon? Or it's just a mitzvah of Nisina? That's his lashon. Shein kana la mitzvahs nesina. It's not a kinyan. It's a mitzvahs nesina. Like the Ksos says by get, and that's why the Ksos says you could have get written on Isuri Hana, or you could have ban ke'echad only by get. That's in Simen Reish in the Ksos. But the Ksos also discusses in Simen Reish Mem Gimel Pidyon Aben. What he discusses there is, can you give Pidyon Aben to a Kohen Katan? That's his sugya. Big discussion. He quotes from the Pri Chadash that it is mutter. It's mutter litein the kohen katan pidyon epechamish loim. Deben. Why? Das acheres makne. We know that even though a katan cannot be kona something mida oraisa, that's only he can't be kona it himself. But Baali Tosfos all over Shas, Sanhedrin and Perek Betzora Mora say that if the other person, if somebody is willing it, then is being makneted into their rishus, then he can be kone daraisa. If they pick up a mitziah, then they're only kone midrabanan. But if somebody's das acheres makne it to them, so then he could even be kone daraisa. So therefore, it says the pri chadash. So by pidyon aben, the av is being makne it the money to the child, and therefore it should work. The ksos does not like that. Lani is daiti lo shayach b'matanos das acheres makne. To give it to kaimel and tovas hanoa ina mamon. Who you choose, which coin to give it to, is not halachically considered a financial asset. Imkain ain't the bailam matonas klum, so the bailam aren't considered the makne. The ainu zoche hakoin b'matonas el atzmo. Vayli kamo mitzia, they know das acheres makne. So I think within das acheres makne it doesn't work. The Ksos later on though does say I agree with the halacha that you would be able to give it to a katan, but for a very different reason from the pri chadash. Says the Ksos that when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, it's not really a Kenyan. The Shevet HaKahuna already has it. Now it's just a question of which Kohen is going to get it. But time at Ach Milsa, the Cheresh of the Vakata, and Yishlam Zachiyah B'matonos Kahuna, we should have the Mamon Kohanim. The Kfar Zichza B'Yam HaTor LeKohanim. Ib Kena Filu Kohen Katanami. Kemo B'Yerusha. The Islo, he gets Yerusha Daraisa, V'Ki Kazachu Mi Ditu Kazachu, V'Chem B'Chemish Lam Deven, Kima Dachovu LeKohanim, V'Kein Katanami Isle Zachiyah. So that's the discussion. But either way, Pidyon HaBen might be different, and is no Raya to general Kinyanim. But then the Rabbi Akiva Eiger continues and says, "May you have a raya from Yuma Yud Gimel." The Gemara there is bothered back and forth. What do you do? The Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur. What do you do? You're worried. What happens if his wife dies on Yom Kippur and you have to get remarried and you can't get married on Yom Kippur? So what do? So you have to divorce each one of them al Tznai. All big discussion. But ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why don't you just make a kiddushin before Yom Kippur al Tznai? Right, Almanas. If this other one marries, then the marriage kicks in beforehand. The Gemara doesn't suggest that. It must be, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, because you can't do that. You can't have something beforehand to be chal on Yontif. And again, or Shabbos, right? There it's Yom Kippur. But again, there, maybe you could say Kiddushin is different. Kiddushin is not a regular Kinyan as well. It's a different type of Kinyan. So both Pidyon HaBen and Kiddushin, there's no Mufurish Raya from Shas about a regular case of Kinyanim on Shabbos. Our Gemara, as we said, is Mashba, maybe Kiddush, maybe it is a Raya that it's Mutter, because it spoke about it being Makdish on Shabbos, the Chalos. Unless you say, Hakdash is also different. Right? The Mishnah in Kiddushin, when you're Makdish going to the base of Mikdash, you're not, it's not a Kinyan in the normal sense. You say, I mean, Rasul Gavol, Kimisi Rasul Hedyo. So how much is that Kimisi Rasul Hedyo? Is that like a real Kinyan? Is that in lieu of a Kinyan, or you don't need a Kinyan? Again, a discussion. But either way, this is the Avnei Nezer. This is the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Avnei Nezer in a tshuva in Arachaim Simin Nun Aleph says that maybe I have a hosafa to the question of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he quotes the Raya from today's daf, Daf Lamed Vav. But then he quotes, why is this different than any other malacha that you start from before Shabbos? We pass on like Beis Hillel. Shvisas Kalim is mutter on Shabbos. Therefore, if I start a malacha before Shabbos and it continues on Shabbos, that's fine. That's mutter. So why here, if I do something on Erev Shabbos with the Kinyan and the Chalos on Shabbos, why is that worse? That's his kasha. Masha nifla be'enav, ma'ishna mikol ha'malachos, shemutu lifo mibod yom, sheteyasa malacha b'Shabbos. So says the Avnei Nezer, chilik gadol yesh. There's a big distinction. To become malachas amalachos nasas me'alei and b'Shabbos, vein sarach od ala adam. By all other malachas, it happens b'meila, and the person's out of the picture. You turn on a light before Shabbos, you're done. And it's on Shabbos. Shavilu mesa adam, even if the person dies, terem nasa malacha, teyasa malacha. Even if the person dies, the malacha keeps going without him. Aval b'kinyin, ariya kinyin, nasa b'Shabbos machmasa adam. But the kinyin, the chalos kinyin, is still linked to the person. For example, it may o machalacher, if the person dies before the kinyan kicks in, or if he sells it to someone else, then the kinyan is prevented. Kinyan arishon batel. V'kivash ha-kinyan nase mikach ha-adam b'Shabbos. So therefore you see, because he is still linked to him on Shabbos, that's why it's worse. Yishlomer, t'chashiv da'os ha-kinyan b'Shabbos. V'yav shalo asa b'Shabbos, even though he didn't do the action on Shabbos. Yishlomer, k'mo meimer chashiv maisa. Just like we say by Tzmura, it's chashiv maisa. Hol ubi diburo is avid maisa. Chashiv osa v'aisa ha-chanami. So that's what he says. Maybe it's going to be worse than other cases. Good. He does say a little bit later in the tshuva, Yesh lefakpek, maybe we should consider this like Shnayim Sha'asa Uhu. We know if two people do a malacha, so then that's going to be pater. If one person does a malacha, it's chayiv. If two people do it, we paskin pater. Unless you say, this is considered Ze Eino Yachol Ve Ze Eino Yachol. If each person cannot do the malacha by themselves, and then they do it together, so then that is chayiv on Shabbos. So here, the makne and the kone, right? You need both. And Ze Eino Yachol Ve Ze Eino Yachol. So maybe one would say that it is different. One would say that it is different, and one would be chayiv. Some achronim suggest maybe it's based on the Rashi's that we had before in Beitza. Maybe that's the issue. If you say it's gzeirah shem yichtov, then there's no chash ksiva on Shabbos, because only the chalos can, do any maisa. If you say it's mimso chefsach of a davar, mekach o memkar, so then maybe it would still be a problem on on Shabbatif, even just a chalos. Rabbi Kiva, the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Kiva Eger's son-in-law on Shulchan Aruch, it's not quoted on the regular Tfus of the Shulchan Aruch, but the Yalkut Yosef, Ravadia quotes it from the older editions. Chassam Sofer Shulchan Aruch says that it is Mutter. Mutter, he quotes his father-in-law's Safek, but he says, I think it's Mutter according to either reason. There's no Gzeir Shem Yechtov, and also there's no Mimsoch Hetzacha if Vadabra Davar, if you're not doing an action, you're not doing anything on Shabbos, and therefore it would be mutter. Either way, this relates to internet shilas, this relates to giving gifts, unless you want to give a gift to somebody, but you're not going to see them until Shabbos, you want to give the gift before Shabbos, and then be chal on Shabbos. So, big discussion, again, kinyanim generally, what about giving a gift on Shabbos with a chalos after Shabbos? That's the opposite question of Rikiv Eger, but that also is related. Okay, let us stop here. Erevin Daf Lamed Vav.